I'm a flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. Winking eyes at me when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to me.
Let me stop real fast.
And baby, don't
yeah, you kind of grooving that song real hard.
I'm a flirt.
Why do you think that?
It ended. That's my jam.
What did that do? That put you in a mood.
It took me back.
Welcome to the Marriage Out Loud podcast.
Welcome.
I mean, shouldn't we be always periscoping this? I don't know.
Maybe we shouldn't. I'm turning it off. Yeah, because you know what? They can't even see us anyway. They're looking at this. Why they want to look at this?
You know what?
We were supposed to be broadcasting. I can't even see me on this camera. I don't even know what this camera look like.
I don't know what this camera look like. Oh my God.
I know. That's what I had to do. I know what that camera look like.
No. We're kind of late. But should we even be doing this anymore? That's the point. That's really what I'm saying.
I don't think this is a priority to him. It's a priority.
Anymore. It's not a priority.
Listen, my wife complains that I'm fat and that I'm not in shape and that I'm literally one cheeseburger away from a heart attack. Mm-hmm. She's going to bury me. So what I did was tonight, I went to the gym and worked out. Shout out to my trainer Marlo, and I'm a little late. Okay, I'm trying. Okay.
No. What happened? First of all, I'm not even going to get into that right now. You know why? Because we have more things to be talking about.
I'm gonna tell you why you ain't gonna get into it.
Why?
I'm a flirt. Soon as you see me, girl, you know, don't act like you didn't. Girl, that was a jam. That was my jam.
First of all, that is what the overall podcast is, because remember back in the day we had that open flirt policy. Oh, I have some developments.
Oh Lord, what are you talking about?
We have a part two to that story. So I wanted to talk about that. But before we get to that, because I'm going to keep it on track, because my mama said that we don't talk about nothing.
Okay.
That's what she said.
I'm sorry, mama.
And she said that I need to have a special cup. And she kept asking me, was I drinking last time? This time, mama, I'm drinking coffee.
Uh-huh. What was you drinking last time?
Drink.
What was you drinking?
Water.
Water?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that mountain water.
Mountain water.
That's clear.
So last week we talked about our vows
and taking
new vows.
Yeah, I like
so the
that.
First vows we took were you were gonna put your phone up. You remember that?
I did.
And then I was gonna be more of an encourager. We both did that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Last week we talked about you being extremely ticklish.
And I was.
Ticklish.
Why you gotta touch my leg?
He's starting to sweat.
Yeah.
I'm touching his leg.
My legs are moist.
My back is getting moist. He's sweating.
And not in a good moisture way.
A woman touching his leg and he starts to sweat.
Stop. That's ticklish. Saying. I mean, you do it. I'm telling you. You do it Jeeper Creeper way. That's all I'm saying. It's Jeepers Creepers.
Touching him slowly on his leg is a Jeepers Creeper.
Just like that old rusted truck, Jeeper Creeper. Scare me.
No, you just don't like to be intimate.
Oh, I like to be intimate.
I just don't like you rubbing my leg. We were supposed to be working on that intimacy, and that didn't happen last week. I'm getting on Periscope.
That didn't happen last week. What didn't happen?
That you did not work on your intimacy issue.
No, because we went to bed as soon as we got done with that last podcast last week, y'all. And I'm gonna be real with y'all. Listen, look at me. Look at me, this camera up here at the top, Canon. Listen, we went to bed and she rubbed on my leg. And I'm here to say and I'm here to report good news. I'm here to report I did not budge. I laid there. I took it like a man, okay? I did not laugh. I did not squirm. I didn't do none of that, okay? And then I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying, that I'm finna be rewarded for my actions.
And you were.
Yeah, I was.
You see how quick they forget? You could have sex with them. You could do something every single minute of the day, and they will still, 10 seconds later,
forget what happened. I love it.
Forget what happened.
I love it.
Can I get a shout out? Can I get a like? Somebody like it. Like, if you got to this point, just like the video.
Girl, I can sing.
No, you can't sing. Oh. So, you barely... I was supposed to be a little bit more affectionate, a little bit more passionate this week, which I've held my end of the bargain.
Mm-hmm. What'd you do?
Crickets for you.
Huh?
That one time... Literally, you can't even let me hold you.
Just stop. Why you going back to my leg again?
You can't let me hold your leg.
Good God Almighty. I don't like you rubbing my leg. My back getting moist. You know that little part underneath your leg where your
I'm
leg,
with a child.
Where your legs connected,
y'all? I'm literally with a child.
That is moist right now. Right underneath your leg where it bends.
I'm literally with
right underneath your knees,
a child.
That is moist right now.
I am literally...
Every time she touches my back, my legs get moist. I don't like my legs being moist. I don't want to be musty. I want to start putting deodorant on my underarms underneath my legs. I'm not doing
that
it.
That doesn't even make sense.
I know, but it ain't supposed to. I just don't... Yeah. So anyway, keep going.
Because, of course, I have to steer the ship. Because, of course, you don't do anything for it. Anyway, so this week I wrote a blog. Did you read it?
You write blogs every day.
I do write blogs every day because I write amazing marriageoutloud.com.
She is, y'all. Y'all need to go check the blogs out for real, yo.
But no, but have you read one?
Which one?
Have you read one?
Girl, listen, I done read some, yes.
No. Have you read a blog?
Girl, listen.
You read a blog?
I have. The 9 things. The 9 to 9.
The 9 to 9. You read that?
I read it.
Tell me one thing from it.
That you like it when I, No, hold on. You wrote about something about what you do like about me. That's what you did.
And what was one of those things?
That's a good question. You like what you like about me? Is that I make you better. Girl, I'm gonna make you better.
I think you're combining two blogs right now.
Well, I mean, that's just the way it goes.
I think you're combining.
That's the way it goes when you're being a gigolo.
Oh my God. I used to love Rico. Him. I used to love that dude. I wanted to marry him.
Suave.
I used to want to marry. Oh my God.
Girl, listen, I'm sorry. You
he
ain't gonna marry
so
him. You ain't never
fine.
Gonna marry him. You got me. You
he
got the redheaded Rico
so...
Suave.
First of all, you are nothing like a Rico Suave.
Girl, I am a Rico Suave.
Nothing
girl,
like
you
it.
Are a hater.
Why don't you turn them around so they can see us? Because you know what? I have stuff up. Maybe they want to see your nasty beard. Maybe.
Whoa, good God Almighty.
Yeah, good God Almighty. Maybe they want to see your face. See, they tuned out. Periscope, you can't leave it right there, honey. You have to, like, prop it up differently.
Like that right there.
Yeah, like that right there. For you. Oh, yeah, because it's going to be all about you, of course, because that's what you
do.
No,
but anyway.
Anyway, wrote a blog about an open flirt policy.
Right.
Back in the day, we had a person. Hi, Tom and Bristol.
All right, stay focused.
Okay,
stay focused.
We had a person write in and say that they had an open flirt policy.
Oh, yeah?
That they were married, but yet they could go out and flirt at work.
Oh, that's crazy.
And they didn't see anything
and they're married,
wrong
but
with
they,
that.
They're married, but can flirt at work?
Yeah, they can flirt at work.
What do y'all think about that on Periscope?
They can flirt at work. Not a problem. They didn't.
I find that a problem.
Well, I'm just going by what the reader sent
listen,
in.
Listen, if you get to flirting with somebody at work, we're going to have a problem.
Okay. So anyway, most people, including us, didn't agree with this. Most people didn't agree with this, but they were fine with it. They were like, okay, whatever. Well, I got an email.
Whatever floats your boat or lost your life's remote.
Things have taken a turn for the worse.
What happened? Tell me about it.
Why were you dramatic like we were editing or something?
Tell
You're
me about
not
it.
Even like, okay, whatever. So apparently, the flirting went to the next level. So for the guy, he was at work.
Uh-oh.
And you know, the guy apparently, from what the email said, the guy harmless flirting. He didn't really ward off this chick's. We're gonna call her the TOH.
What is that?
The office hoe. That's what the reader
Good
said.
God Almighty.
That's what the writer put in
that's
the
That's how
email.
Y'all doing it now?
That's how the writer did.
Jesus. Hashtag TOH.
Hashtag TOH.
Good God Almighty.
So the TOH would basically just kind of, you know, throw things at the guy.
What was she throwing? She throwing her backside?
She was wearing inappropriate things.
Shorty swing my way. Show look good to me. Now would you please swing my way?
First of all, that's horrible. That is horrible what you just did. Because you know, if anybody swung anything,
I'm catching
away.
It. You throwing it my girl, you throwing it my way. I'm catching
well,
it.
Well, apparently,
I'm catch him.
Can you stay focused?
Okay.
The guy didn't catch it.
Oh.
He kind of didn't shut it down either. Okay.
Right.
I'm gonna have to take a pause
because of the situation here. Y'all, that's crazy. I love it.
You gotta start over.
Yeah. Hey. That's pretty wild, though.
Why are you trying to do some fill-in for the edit?
The fill-in, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh my gosh, whatever. So, the guy didn't, you know, push it down or whatever. He, you know, kept whatever. Well, the chick would say little things to the guy, like
give me an example. I want to hear it.
Well, she kind of threw a little proposition, if you will. A little indecent proposal.
Good God Almighty!
But she asked him, you know, she just told him a couple little things that she would...
do for him and to him, and he didn't really shut it down.
I know that's right.
He didn't shut. He didn't do it. He didn't do it. Now, and this is all, I'm reading this, okay? So in my mind, I have my whole other soap opera going in my head because I don't know these people. So I'm like, oh my God, I wonder what happened. Like, I mean, I have this whole elaborate story in my head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, went to Hollywood in your mind. I know.
Okay, the real deal that happened is this is what this led to. Dude was chilling, apparently, at his desk. He turned around, the chick was there, and boom, kissed him.
That's what I'm talking about.
What? No, what I'm saying is, I'm saying, like, she was bold enough to go after it.
Lips on lips.
Lips on lips on lips.
Like, No. No, no, no.
Y'all saw that, right? No, that evidence.
No. It's not bold enough.
He's married, though.
He's married. Thank you.
Does she know that he's married?
Yes.
Oh, that's a problem.
And the T.O.H. is married, too, apparently.
Good God almighty.
I'll
tell y'all, this story keep getting deeper.
I'm just saying. So the T.O.H. apparently, from what the writer said, the T.O.H. is with, you know, like, propositioning everybody.
So listen, ladies, what would you do? I'm asking y'all a question.
I'm just saying.
What would you do?
What would you have done if your husband came home with this information?
Had a little bit of lipstick on his collar. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when your husband come home with a little bit of lipstick on his collar? Abby, what you gonna do?
So my first reaction to the, you know, I'm typing back a response.
Mm-hmm.
Because the person asked me...
Do I know her?
No. The person asked me whether or not they should address the TOH directly.
Mm.
Or... You know, just deal with the husband, deal with both. Like, how would I handle this situation?
Pull out a pistol.
It's basically my first Dear Abby. I love it.
I want some more juicy stuff.
Somebody reached out. Somebody trusted me.
That's what I'm talking about.
And wanted my advice.
You crazy.
So here I am on a podcast.
Yeah.
And I even wrote a blog about it, marriageoutloud.com.
Dang.
Here's the thing, though. First, Jesus. When you had came up and told me something like that, like, say this was you.
Yeah.
Okay, say you have been flirting with the shape. Say we did have an open flirt policy. We don't.
No. We shut that
down. It's stupid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, shout out, it's stupid.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag stupid.
But, so say you came home and you was like, babe, I got something to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and another tidbit to the story. The husband didn't tell the wife till a couple days later.
It wasn't immediate.
Fellas, I'm going to tell you something right now. Let me tell you something. I'm looking at cameras. I'm talking into the microphone. I'm talking to you, Periscope.
Talk to him.
If something happened, you better tell me. I mean the second. I mean, you better tell me over the phone so that you don't die first, so that I don't get a hand on you. Because you tell me days later.
I wouldn't even FaceTime. I'd be afraid you'd be done step through the daggone phone.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know about.
I was sending it as a text message.
That was my first thing. I was like, I didn't like the fact that dude didn't say what's up, but I let that go. He didn't come right out with it. But I was, for the chick, I thought, At first, my reaction was, go up there to the job.
Mm.
I ain't gonna lie. Go up there to the job.
Mm.
Go to the job.
Good God almighty.
I'm gonna need you to go to the job.
You finna go to the job. You finna pull out.
I thought that was the best thing to do was to go to the job.
Mm.
Honestly, why do you keep, what are
girl,
you doing?
Girl, you crazy.
Are you participating here? Or are you tweeting the girl?
Yeah, I'm tweeting her. I'm like, girl, listen, my wife crazy. I need you to stop.
What are you doing? I
just tweeted and told her to stop. I'm like, look, girl, you scaring me. My wife crazy.
Okay, what I'm saying is that I'm asking ladies, what, that was my first reaction. Now, situation reverse, what would be yours?
I mean,
if I came up to you and told you that, you know, I was working and then some dude kind of like put the moves on me and like kissed me, but I pushed him away. I pushed the dude away. Okay. I didn't kiss him.
Right.
But what would you do if
what would I do?
If he kissed me, what would you do?
I mean, he got to be shot. He got to be shot on sight. It's a wrap.
But if we had an open flirt policy.
No, that's past flirting. He kissed you. He touched you. He put his hands on you. He put his mouth on you. You poisoned to me now.
I don't know, though.
I can't.
Oh, my gosh. Shut your mouth.
You've been tainted. I can't fool with you no more.
Are you serious
right now? Because I know.
Are you doing this for the show?
No, I'm being real.
No. Be real for the show.
The only way I can cleanse you is by me hurting him.
So you okay? So you would have the same reaction, the first reaction.
I've got to put my hands on you, bruh. Touch my wife, see if I don't put my hands on you, bruh. I'm telling you right now, I swear to God. I'm going to put two of them in you. I'm going to two-piece you. Bam, bam.
Okay. So that was my first reaction to the person that wrote in, okay?
Right, that's fine.
Okay, but then I got to get Jesus. Jesus don't want us to be that way.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Jesus don't want us to be that way.
The Jesus I know.
Jesus don't want us to hit people.
I'm tell you right now, the Jesus I know be like, look, get him. Sick him.
No.
Sick him, son. Sick him. Protect what's yours.
Actually, it was cool. It was cool with the person because we kind of had an email correspondence back and forth. So we were talking like almost in real time about the situation. And honestly, I mean, of course, she was hurt. And rightfully so. And I think he was hurt, too. I think that he realized in the moment, like, whoa, I might have let this thing go too far. Both of them may, because they had that open flirt policy.
Right. But see, that's the reason why you don't do open flirt policies, because it's a slippery slope.
A slippery slope.
Yeah, you go. I'm telling you, you don't want that.
We're not reinventing the wheel here. Most of y'all know this already.
What?
Most of these people know this that are listening to the podcast.
Obviously,
right now.
Some don't. That's why we got the daggone, that's what we're talking about. That's what topic
of
discussion.
Well, I'm just saying it's a topic of discussion because I feel like, but this is another thing, though, I feel like, honestly.
What you feeling? I love when you feel stuff.
Well, when I put it out on Facebook, me and Rudy was going back and forth on it.
Who was Rudy? Okay. Here you go. Who is Rudy?
Rudy's my friend that I've known for like 15 years.
See what happened when you start talking about flirting policies?
Rudy is my homie. Rudy is my boy.
Okay.
Rudy is used to be my old producer. Be quiet. Rudy,
I like Rudy. Rudy
plays
the guitar.
Yes, Rudy plays.
Rudy got the 80s haircut.
No, he hasn't.
He had the long hair.
He cut it off.
Shout out to Rudy. Rudy got him a lady now. Rudy doing it big. Rudy from Miami.
Rudy from Miami.
Your team sucks.
Stop talking about my boy.
Shout out to you, Rudy.
Rudy was clear about the fact of the flirting and all this stuff. But then what I was saying was No, it wasn't.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
Now you just put him out there.
No, but here's the thing. Here's what I want all of us to get to thinking about flirting and what we do. Don't we all maybe even unknowingly kind of put a vibe out?
I mean,
I'm just saying because apparently the other day you came home and you had been at the mall.
Been at the mall.
You told me about a little black woman.
Ooh, yeah.
And what you said after, now I'm gonna let you tell the story, but after the fact, you was like, go ahead and tell the story, honey.
I need you to tell us, I forgot.
Okay, you at the mall, passing out cards, getting business, drawing the business for the barbering. And basically, you know, this older black woman,
40 years old. She's a cougar.
Approached you.
Rawr.
And she was wanting to holler.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't no wanting. She hollered.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
But, you know what I'm saying? Mike was like, oh, I'm married.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I let her know. I did the right thing. I'm married, which
is the right thing to do. But immediately after that, you said it didn't even make you feel good because she won't hot.
Say what? That's your words. Say what?
It didn't make you feel like you still had it. It didn't make you feel like you were attractive because she wasn't hot.
That just shows
me right there that we all kind of put this vibe out there. Please pay attention.
This is going to be our last podcast.
I'm just letting y'all know right now. Because this dual hair is like...
She approached me, y'all, and was like, you got this aura about you, sir. I mean, it was real smooth, y'all. Her sales pitch, her elevator pitch was awesome. She said,
Why are we talking about the story? Because you're trying to divert from what you said after the fact because you know you're wrong.
What did I say? Well, I don't feel like I'm wrong. I didn't do nothing. What'd I do? Educate me.
I just told her you don't pay attention. I'm talking about the comments you made after the fact when you were saying... It basically didn't even validate you because she won't fly. If she was hot, it would have made you feel like some kind of way.
No.
Which is probably you would have been flirting with her if she was pretty.
But she wasn't pretty, and therefore you didn't go there.
If a pretty woman had a flirted with you, you would have been there. So that's all I'm saying is that it's like, really, can we be mad at this couple for having an open flirt policy? They just out there telling the truth of what they do. But do we all not just flirt to some degree?
Listen,
Oh, I'm just saying, be honest about your relationships, listen, people.
I'm being real right now.
Be honest.
I'm being real right now.
Be all honest.
That, all that woulda, coulda, shoulda stuff don't even exist. I told that lady I was married.
Oh, my God. We're going back to you personally. Broaden your horizons, my friend. Like, think about it. Like, everyone likes to be validated. Everybody wants to feel beautiful or cute. Everybody wants to feel all this stuff. What I'm saying is do you flirt? Like, no. Really think about what I'm saying.
I don't flirt. Because I know me. I know if I flirt, I can have any woman I want. And it's going to be a problem. And I'm dedicated to you, okay? I don't want no other woman. So I don't need... Honestly, real talk, y'all, when I talk to women, I don't even like to make eye contact. Because I know when they see these green eyes, they are going to melt. And I don't want to make a problem for them, okay? Let alone make a problem for me, okay? So it just boils down to, I just want to avoid the whole situation altogether. Because I already know. I know, it's hypnotizing when you look at me. It's crazy, look at the eye, look at the eye. You see the eyes, look at them. Look, now we're gonna have a lot of emails, you women calling me now. See, look, I'm sorry I made y'all stumble in advance. I apologize. But I passed the test. That was a test, that was the devil, and I passed the test. I felt great.
You didn't pass the test, fool. That's what I'm saying. You are focusing in on the fact that, yeah, you pushed it off, but you said clearly as that we was on the phone when you was telling me, you said, she won't even pretty, so it didn't make me feel
like I had. I think you put words in my mouth. I don't remember saying all that.
I gotta get up. I gotta do a lap.
Hey, go do a lap. Do a praise dance. Do a praise dance. Do a lap. Because, y'all, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I didn't say that.
You are mother snucking lying.
I didn't say that.
You are mother snucking lying.
I didn't say that.
You are straight lying, yo. Yep. I'm telling you, you are straight lying.
I'm gonna tell you what we're gonna start doing.
You are straight lying.
Listen.
You are straight lying up on this podcast, and it's about to get. I'm feeling like DMX.
Hey, listen.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
You know what we gonna do?
Up in here.
Heather ain't gonna know that, but I'm gonna start recording our conversations.
Please do. Please do so these people will know the truth.
And whenever she come up with that crap right here, I'm just gonna hit play.
Oh, my gosh.
Da-da-ding. And y'all gonna see who keeping 100.
Y'all know.
Okay?
Y'all been listening to this podcast long enough to know that he just has diarrhea of the mouth. He just says stupid stuff and don't even think. That is what happens most of the time.
Everything that comes out of this mouth goes through a process. I can't even say without lying, without laughing.
This dude is a straight liar. I'm telling you, this dude is a straight liar.
Lord
Jesus.
He does not. That's not true. If I was really a liar, she wouldn't be with me.
Oh my gosh, you lie a lot.
If I was a liar, I would have never told you that I got hit on and this 40-year-old woman wanted me.
No. But what you said after the fact was your subconscious, my friend. That's what I'm trying to get you to say, that all of us see when I get emails or when I talk to my friends about stuff, I really don't take the time to sit there and mail bash the whole time. Because I always get convicted because I know that there's some truth. There's my fault in some of these places where I'm very transparent in my writing. Like, I know that deep down inside that I got my own stuff going on. So what I'm trying to get you to open your mind to, and get whoever's listening to open your mind to, is like, whether you say you have an open flirt policy or not, you probably do. So what this whole thing, we can end this right now. We can squash it. What this whole thing did for me personally, mm-hmm, was that it reminded me to check myself harder in conversations. It reminded me to be a little bit more protective of my relationship, because you never know. You might not think you're flirting. Like, you and I, we are very outgoing people. We love people. I hug a lot of people. Like, I genuinely really do care when I meet people. Are you freak?
I'm agreeing with you.
No.
I'm agreeing with you.
You're looking like you're stupid.
No.
You're looking stupid.
No, honey, I'm looking at the camera. I'm doing this.
Stop. Can you look at me, Mother Snucker?
You want me to look at you?
Can you look at me?
I want to engage. I'm trying to engage with the audience.
Okay. Engage right here, because I'm the one that's doing the podcast with you, not them.
You're right. Good. That's two times, y'all. Third time, so yeah, I'm calling the police. Anyway.
That wasn't even a hard one.
That hurt my face. Y'all see the redness?
Gosh, I just want to just kill you. I swear, I just want to...
More evidence.
Because,
if I come up
because
missing,
what happens with him...
To the police.
Because what happens with him is he zones out. Like, he waits for me to pause, and then he hadn't listened to the thing before.
Honey, I love,
it drives me crazy.
I love what you're saying.
It drives me crazy. I haven't even finished my mother's stuck in stall.
Because you stopped. Keep
going. Because you wasn't paying attention. Tell me what I was saying.
Say what?
Honey. Tell me now. Tell me now, I'm waiting. Put a timer on here. Tell me now. Why you crying, y'all?
Oh, God, it's the spirit. The spirit of the Lord. The spirit of the Lord hit me.
Watching probably I don't even know who's watching. Nobody, you know, zero.
Honey, you said so much. I'm going to let you to continue.
Because you forgot. Clearly, you forgot, and that's one of our reasons. That's one of our things.
Honey, you were going deep with what you were saying.
Because people don't want to tune in all the time to gaggle, tickle me Elmo all day. Like, right. The whole point of this podcast is to not only
be subject mattered,
help our relationship and air out what we got going, but then to provoke thought in other people who are married.
So ask the question to the married.
No, I'm talking to your mother. I'm talking to you because I am trying to get you.
I'm trying to get you
to listen to what I'm saying because you act like you don't flirt, but you do.
But honey, you can't say that.
What I'm saying is that all of us to some degree are looking for validation in other people.
True.
So what you should do. Like, this situation, this story, what happened with the open flirt policy made me check myself.
The moral story.
Oh, my God, I just said that shit. Oh, my God.
Revelation.
All I'm saying is to check yourself. All I'm saying is to keep up boundaries. You are in an industry where you have to be extra nice. There's mostly men there. Yeah. But when you're talking to mothers or whatever, like this in there, you have always got to be outgoing.
True.
That's what I'm saying. And sometimes it might not be your fault. You might just be a sweet, nice person. You might like to just give hugs. And next thing you know, boom.
Next thing I know, she in love.
And then it's not funny, Mike. It's not like, stop.
I'm just saying she's in love.
Like, stop making a joke. I'm serious.
Not trying to be
No, yes, you are. Like, you're pissing me off.
Okay.
Stop,
I'll be quiet.
Making a joke. No, I'm not telling you to be quiet, but I'm telling you to elevate your mind.
Yeah.
Like, I'm serious. This conversation is gonna go over his stupid head.
No, it's not.
It's not gonna happen, but mark my words, people.
What?
It will come back. And then I will say, what did we talk about? And you will
say, listen.
I don't know.
Listen,
what
guys.
What are you talking about?
Listen, guys.
I wasn't even there.
Listen, guys.
That wasn't
me.
I didn't
with y'all.
Say nothing.
I'll be honest with y'all. You zone out. Listen, I'm trying to bring this thing
home. I care about these people that are listening.
I do too.
So
listen to me. Let me talk. You
get your hands off.
You've done a lot of talking.
No, you squeezed me a little too tight. Get off of me.
I did kind
of
hit it with the python. I did hit it with the python squeeze. Honey, you are making great points. And I'm validating everything you just said. That's what I'm trying to say.
What did I just say?
Honey, that...
What did I just say?
Listen, I'm going to give you my interpretation. What I'm saying is this, is that we have to be aware of our surroundings. Like, you just don't know. Like, you may not even realize it. So what we're saying here is, put a check in your spirit and realize that, hey, this stuff goes on in America every day. And we have to pay attention. Because you could be a victim.
Black Lives Matter. No. I mean, that's what you're about to say. This thing goes on in America every day.
Black Lives Matter. All lives matter. What I'm saying is this, is that this stuff goes on every day. And what you're saying is, honey, just be aware. Be aware.
I wasn't even getting... Like, you see... That's how I know. This was like a waste of time.
It's not.
It's okay.
Honey, it's sunk in.
Some podcasts are waste of time for y'all. Sometimes they okay.
So what you're telling
this
the people
week,
is this. Listen.
This week just kind of was whatever.
No. So what we're telling the people is this. No, it's serious. Listen, people. Look at the camera. Look at me right now. I'm going to look right here.
Not everybody is watching, fool.
Okay, well, turn your radio up. Okay? Turn up your phone. Okay? Everybody listening and watching right now. Everybody under the sound of my voice. Preacher talk. Okay? Y'all got to realize this. Be careful. Talk to your spouse. Y'all need to figure out that y'all have an open policy when it comes to flirting. Y'all need to be on the same page. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, y'all don't need to do that.
Oh, my God. First of all, don't point the finger when you point. You need to point it back at yourself.
Okay. Y'all don't need to do that.
Good God. That's y'all. The whole point of being transparent here is to say, like, you clearly was looking for, if that woman had been fine, it would have made a whole hell of a difference in your mind. No, I'm not saying holla. I'm just saying that when you respond, when that is your, like, response to something,
yeah,
that should check you. That should check you.
Got you. Revelation. Hashtag revelation. She spit nuggets tonight.
I'm just saying, check yourself. I'm saying don't. You wanted to say something?
Whatever. I wasn't going to say nothing.
Check your. Everybody, listen. I know this is whoever is listening, the 1, 2, 10,000. I don't care who it is, but yeah, somebody listening.
Yeah.
Is going to get something out of this. And what I'm saying is protect your relationship.
Yeah, no doubt.
Check yourself. You may think you're just a nice person, but 5,000 people at your job may be in love with you and you don't even recognize. Because that's a lot of true. The time, we go to work. Mm. I used to get more from my friends at work than I ever did from you.
Yeah.
Ever did. They filled all of the voids that you didn't, like, that you didn't fill for me, except sexually. Mm. Literally. If I wanted to talk about Jesus, I go to work. Okay. If I wanted to talk about pop culture, I go to work. Anything, mm-hmm, like, if I wanted to feel loved and appreciated, right, I would go to work.
That was the
my
past.
My friends were the one that were filling me up.
Right, I get it.
And then you took care of the physical. Right. And that's not fair. So no, what I'm saying is that fair. That leads you to being a flirt, and you don't even know it because maybe at home you're not getting what you need to get.
Word. So you said, I'm going to go find that somewhere else. Or are you going to go find it somewhere else?
I'm saying that we should check ourselves and make sure that we're communicating and make sure we're not trying to just, sometimes that stuff is self-conscious or yeah, subconscious, just like it was for you with the lady. Like, right, you don't know, you don't think to yourself, oh, maybe I need something from somebody. But guess what? If that girl had been hot, and she had validated that for you. So maybe what that's saying to me is maybe I don't tell you all the time or enough or at all that I think you're attractive. Mm. Maybe you need to hear that. Mm. Because if that other chick hadn't have done it, because you wouldn't have said, man, but she wasn't even hot, so it didn't even make me feel like I had it. You need to walk out the door and know you have it based on what I do.
Good God Almighty.
You see what I'm saying?
Girl, you are
it's
preaching.
A lot deeper.
Preach.
That's what I'm saying for whoever, for open flirt policies or for whatever, you have to make sure that you're communicating and getting your needs met in the relationship that you chose to be in.
Mm.
Get it from your spouse.
Mm. Dang.
Every week,
are y'all listening?
I don't want this to be every week.
Y'all listening?
Lolly, lolly, ha, 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 ba, ba, ba. I want it to be something real that somebody can like some meat to it. Doggone milk right. All the time.
I know that's right. I know
that's
right.
Did that stop recording?
No, we had 33 minutes.
Oh, okay. Like, that stop recording? Did we lose it?
I want some feedback from people, though.
I mean,
on this podcast. This right here, y'all, this was a deep podcast. I didn't realize that if this thing was going to turn around on me. I didn't know. No, in a good way. Like, my wife, she's a deep thinker, y'all. I'm very surfacey at the top of the thing. I didn't think nothing about that. I didn't think nothing about it. It's crazy that she's held it this long. This right here was a setup. Like, she's like, hey. I mean, she had the song. She had me grooving at the beginning of it. I'm up, learn. So, and I'm like, oh, snap. Doing this, doing all that. You know what I'm talking about? And this thing I know, I'm the top of the damn discussion. Just because of you emailing me. I'm tired. You set me up.
Yeah, if I don't know, I don't know who could give feedback. I don't know if anybody would even be real about the feedback. But
be real, man. Listen, anonymous. Saying, be anonymous. Make up a fake
yeah, you
email
can
address.
You can be anonymous.
But tell them where to email you at.
Info@marriageoutloud, and just email and nobody.
MarriageOutloud.com.
Outloud.com.
Okay, cool.
We'll MarriageOutloud.com. Let me take a lap.
Hold on, y'all. She got to take a lap because she's been on it tonight, y'all. I think, Heather, like, every time you was getting very, like, what's the word, encouraging,
yeah,
and you would, that energy hit another level,
uh-huh,
I think you need to put a sound effect that, hallelujah, behind it, just like that. Leave it at that, put a little sound effect on there.
I just want people to know that we're here.
And I'm going to tell you like this right here.
I want people to know that it's real out here.
It is real out
and
here.
And it takes a community, and we wouldn't be talking about this. Like, I have always been open with our relationship,
yeah,
to all of my friends know everything.
Right, they
and
do.
And you don't like that about me.
I only like when certain people know.
But they have kept me married.
Abby and Rachel can know.
They have kept me married.
I don't want somebody knowing nothing.
That's my sister.
I know. I'm
she
playing.
She knows everything.
Oh, my God.
But what I'm saying, but what I'm saying is that I want this to be a forum. I want us to talk about things. I want it to be something that inspires people, that gets people to talking, that makes their relationship better.
I like
That's all I'm saying.
I like it.
Don't do it alone. A lot of people do it alone. And they don't have any outlets. And I'm saying, we're real. We're live. We talk about all of our shit right here on the podcast.
100.
Like, there's nothing. Like, there's dishes back here
that
my mama saw last week.
Yeah.
And was upset. Because she's like, why y'all ain't clean the dishes? Why y'all ain't do this? Why you sipping from that kind of cup? Get you a signature glass. Yeah. Why you keep messing with your nose?
Well, you know your mama boozing.
Why you keep...
Mama boozy. Mama wants you to have a signature glass.
She told me. She said a signature glass.
That's what I'm talking about, Mama. I love you.
No, Mama ain't no joke.
I love you, Mama.
What I'm saying is that, but a last little tidbit. I want to leave the podcast on a good note.
Can I say something before you end it on a good note? Because I don't want to ruin it. I got something to say, too.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to tell y'all something right now, okay? Uh-huh. In the observance of Straight Outta Compton, the number one movie in the world right now, I want to say this in the words of Ice Cube. Chickity check yourself before you wreck yourself. Chickity check yourself before you wreck yourself. Cause flirting is bad for your health. Ooh. That's hot. That's hot. And you better not put no crickets behind this right here. That was hot. I want y'all to check yourself before this flirting wrecks yourself. I almost got wrecked. But I thank God.
Shut up. A tidbit about the couple. I don't want y'all to think that they like are divorced or anything.
Right.
They are still together, and they both realized that they needed to rethink their open flirt policy.
I would think so.
And that it actually ignited something in them to they actually came to a point where they realized they didn't want to lose each other, and what they have is so special.
Yeah, no doubt.
And so, like, I mean, they on another level.
I mean,
they in love.
Maybe I need to go kiss somebody. I may go kiss somebody. So we
may want
to
die.
You
may
want to
die.
We'll get another level.
Might want to die.
I'm just playing. I don't want to die.
Yeah. So I'm just saying that the couple is fine, but I'm glad it came up because it really checked me, and hopefully it checked you if you even listen. Maybe you should just go back and listen to the podcast.
Maybe y'all just hard hearted.
No, you.
Oh, me? Okay.
This podcast has ran long.
I'm going to go listen to it.
MarriageOutLoud.com. Go to the website. I blog a lot there.
Yeah, she does, y'all. She has some awesome blogs. I got to catch up.
That he hasn't read.
I've read one. I got to read them. Y'all check us out on Twitter. What's the Twitter?
At MarriageOutLoud.
What's the Instagram?
At MarriageOutLoud.
What's the Facebook?
At MarriageOutLoud.
Well, that's what's up. It's all uniformed.
And it's on YouTube, but that's not at MarriageOutLoud because they won't give it to me yet.
So just check us out on Facebook and all other things, okay, guys?
Yeah, we'll be back same time next week.
That's it.